stand up here so I can be heard, I guess, by everyone. Last Sunday, the feast of the baptism of Jesus was celebrated, and it reflected on the meaning of the feast, and we recall our own baptism, whereby we become children of God, brothers and sisters to one another, a member of the family of God. Just as the baptism of Jesus signaled part of his calling and mission, so also it is appropriate that as baptized Christians, we also start with a reflection of our own calling and mission in our life. Great, we are baptizing today Angelica Joy Williams, so that's very apropos today. The gospel reading today provides us with a wonderful basis for just that kind of reflection, the story of the calling of the first disciples. One of the unique features of John's gospel account on the call of discipleship of the followers of Jesus is the presence of witnesses. The first half of our gospel reading is centered on John the Baptist as witnessing to the people about Jesus. Here is the Lamb of God who is taking away the sins of the world, the one who existed before me, the one on whom the Spirit descends and rests. This is the Son of God. Without this witness, others would not know the one who is coming and who stands among us. In the second half of our gospel reading, John the Baptist witnessed to the two disciples, "Behold the Lamb of God," who then went to see Jesus and ask him where he was dwelling. And Jesus' response, "Come and see." The disciples came, and as a result of this time with Jesus, one of the two disciples was Andrew, who realized the need to share his good news with his brother Simon. And the news, "We have found the Messiah." Generally, a witness is needed to help others see Jesus. In fact, these two events may indicate that one cannot adequately follow Jesus without also extending the invitation to others. In the example of John the Baptist, once he found the Lamb of God, he had to point out the Lamb to others. His mission is not different from our mission as baptized Christians. And there's nothing greater than any of us can do in our lives than to point Christ out to others. First to our children, who in turn should follow us in pointing others to the Lord. How do we do this? Well, by imitating the invitation, "Come and see." This is a pivotal part of our witness, to state that we have seen and believed, and then to invite others to come and see. I will try to spell out some concrete ways we apply this to our own situation. Have someone in mind to whom you will say, "Come and see." For Andrew, it was his brother Simon. For us, it may be a family member, or a friend, a co-worker, or a neighbor. For Jennifer and Edward, together with the witnesses here, they have Angelica Joy. And there is someone for everyone. This is the first step. Have at least one prospect. After we identify our prospects, our task is to point them to Jesus. And our words are simple: "Come and see." Many are searching, many are skeptical. But whatever the case may be, our responsibility is simple: point them to Jesus. Andrew did it. "We have found the Messiah," is what he said to Peter. Above all, let us remember why we should invite people to come and see, and why is it important. As our Gospels illustrate, it is important because Jesus is the only way. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through Jesus Christ. Not only that, another important reason is this: we should get people to Jesus because Jesus changes lives. I believe that was why Andrew had to tell Simon, his brother, because Jesus changes lives. Yeah, that's the metaphor of why Simon's name was changed by Jesus to Peter. Simon Peter's life never again was the same. And remember that when Jesus changes our life, we want to tell others. We want others to know. We want to tell people about Jesus. Finally, the Come and See mission involves a real encounter with Jesus. Of course, the privileged means of encounter with the Lord are in His Word, in the Bible, and in the sacraments, especially the Eucharist. But one other important and indispensable means of encounter with the Lord is when people come and see Jesus in our life as individuals and as a community. One day, somewhere in a BART station, a group of young executives were rushing to take the train after office hours. Unintentionally, some of them, as they were passing in a hurry, had pushed the little stand of a blind man selling apples. His basket tumbled, and the apples and some coins were scattered all over the floor. And in great distress, the blind vendor fell on his knees and began to grope for the apples and the coins. But then the young executives were already in their seats reading the papers. But on the train, as it began to move, one of them saw the blind man groping on the train platform and at once jumped from the train to help the blind vendor retrieve his apples and coins. It took quite a while to do this, so he missed even the next train and had to find another way of reaching home. Before leaving, he said to the blind vendor, "Brother, I am sorry for what we did to you. It was not intentional, and most of the apples and the coins are in your basket. And in case something has been lost, please take this." And putting in his hands more money than what the blind man could have earned in 2 days. Then the blind man turned to him and asked, "Are you Jesus Christ?" If we invite people to our church and tell them, "Come and see," will they see Jesus in us and in our church community? Amen.